There are many messages of the holiday of Sukkot, but perhaps one of the most amazing messages of Sukkot can be found in the mitzvah of Sukkot itself. Why Sukkah? So the Medrash tells us how the Sukkah is representative of Jewish history. The Sukkah is that building that represents Jewish history and the Jewish people so clearly. Why? Just think about the Jewish people and think about the ride throughout time, the highs, the lows, the constant sense of question, what's going to be, will we survive to see the next day? And the fact that the Jewish people still are here after all these years should tell us something. It's a shaky building. It's not a terribly sturdy building. And yet, somehow we're here. We're a diras arai. We're not a permanent group in some senses, and yet we are keva. We're not going anywhere at all. It's an amazing story told that a rabbi met with Ben Gurion, the prime minister of Israel, and they had a discussion about whether or not certain mitzvot should be kept in the army. And the rabbi turned to Ben Gurion and said, "If you have two wagons that are facing each other, one has been around for a long time and one is relatively new, which one takes precedence?" He said, "It's the one that's been around for much longer." The message he was trying to say is that authentic Judaism, although it's rickety, although it's old, although it's wobbly and doesn't always look so sturdy, what is so true and so important is that there's a certain sense of permanence historically to it, despite its outer appearances. That's the Jewish people. And that's the message of Sukkot. And so we leave our homes and we go out and we're exposed by the elements and protected simply by this diras arai, this temporary dwelling. And yet, the message is that even in the elements, even in the scariest of places, we put our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we say, "God, please take care of us," because we know historically you always have. That's the message of Sukkot. That's the message of being in the Sukkah. So perhaps when we go out to the Sukkah in just a few days and we sit out there, that's something to remember. But perhaps there's another message, and this is one of my favorite ideas behind Sukkot. Sukkot is a time of Vayitach Sameach. You have to rejoice in Sukkot. Why is it a time of unbelievable happiness? What is happiness? So we know that Ezu Ashira Sameach Bechelko. Who's wealthy? Who's rich? It's a person that's happy with what they have. But what does that really mean? What does it mean that you're really happy? You're rich if you're happy with what you have. What if you don't have so much? How could you really be rich? So the answer is that wealth is really in terms of contentment. I'm content with what I have, and therefore all is good. What the Torah is trying to tell us is that it doesn't matter how much you have, but if you're okay with what you have and you recognize that you're good, you'll be the happiest person in the entire world. That's simcha. That's the contentment that we have. What does it mean, Ezu Ashir? What does it mean, Zman Simcha Seinu by Sukkos? The idea by Sukkos is that you're content with what you have. What I've always found amazing is that at the end of the day, Sukkos is a equalizer. The most wealthy, the most comfortable, we're still all in the same boat. We're still all in the same place. I'm going to share with you a true story. A few years ago, I was in Israel for Sukkot. We rented an apartment in Yerushalayim, and the apartment did not have a sukkah. So I thought I was so smart. I got myself a sukkah from someone living near my sister. I brought it back to Yerushalayim by Sheirut. Everything is all good. I bought tzchach. It was awesome. There's only one little problem. When we started our sukkah quest, our sukkah was 6 feet by 6 feet. Very, very small. The problem is that as the days and leading up to Sukkot came, our size of meal slowly increased. to the point when on the second day of Yontif, we were slated to have 17 or 18 people. There was no way we were going to fit in that one sukkah. So what were we to do? So we kind of thought, okay, well, our sukkah on the roof is 6x6, and our neighbor's sukkah on the roof is a little bit bigger. We thought, okay, worst comes to worst, that's how we'll do it. We'll have, you know, some of the people in one sukkah, some in the other. But then we thought, like, that's so crazy. Like, here it is, it's Yontif, and we're having these people, these American kids that are in Israel, and they're going to be our guests, and they won't even be with us. It just didn't seem right. So we thought a little bit more, and it was the second night of Sukkot, and the meal was the next day, and we were trying to figure it all out. So my son and I were walking, and we walked through this courtyard across the street from our apartment where there were many, many, many fancy sukkahs, big sukkahs and whatever, each one much, much larger than our 6x6. Walked into the first one, it's all decked out with silverware and a waiter. Like, all right, that sukkah's not going to be available tomorrow lunch. Finally, we looked into one sukkah and we saw the people in the sukkah. My son noticed there was a blue light coming by their face. They were on their phones. Oh, beautiful. They're not celebrating Yom Tov Sheni. They're holding only one day of Yontif. I knocked on the sukkah, announced myself. I said, hi, it's a little bit uncomfortable, but anyway, we can use your sukkah tomorrow. And I explained that we were having 17 people for a meal. And they said, absolutely, no problem. We worked it all out. I still have no idea who they were, never met them again, but so grateful for their hospitality. But here's the amazing thing. Other than the size of their sukkah, my 6x6 sukkah and their 12x20 sukkah were really almost the same thing. A couple of rickety walls and a couple, you know, poles on top and some schach. But that's the greatness of sukkahs. Sukkahs is not only representative of the Jewish people, but it's also representative of the essence of the Jewish people. The essence of the Jewish people is simcha b'chelko. You don't need so much, and yet you can somehow be happy. That, perhaps, is the message that we want to share on the Sukkot holiday. It's man simcha seinu. It's a certain contentment with what we have. May it be Hashem's will that the long, rich history of the Jewish people, with all its rickety stops and everything, is something that we can truly be one with and appreciate. And at the same time, we can find contentment in something so much more powerful, so much more special than the external trappings, but rather the beauty and the essence of the sukkah.